And what would you call a place like out in a field or somewhere if it rained a whole lot, the water might cut a place through there? What would you call that?
Is it a trench?
Mm-hmm. Like a ditch kind of, or hole, you know. Okay, well, that about covers it all.
Now what have you got to do with it now?
I'm gonna have, when I finish, 39 different interviews. And I have all the records from before when they collected them during the 1930s. So I'm going to try to match them up, you know, and see if, you know, there were words that people used then that have kind of died out now that nobody really would know anymore. And
where did you get the records from, the university?
Yeah, it's from a project that I've been working at as a part-time job there. You know, trying to type all the stuff in on the computers and stuff.
And what are you majoring in?
In languages. So they're studying different types of, you know, American English and so forth. So it's kind of interesting. I like going out and doing this part, you know, talking to people.
I bet it is fun because I kind of enjoyed it, you know, because these things, a lot of these things that you asked me, you know, I just hadn't really thought about them for years and all, you know, and it just sort of brings back memories when you get to talking about it and all, and it's kind of fun.
I know I've interviewed some real old people, and it, you know, it really is fascinating to listen to some of them tell stories, you know, that they can tell. So anyway, I have this to give you that it's just a statement that they want us to give everybody that guarantees your anonymity or that your privacy is the tapes and all that are confidential. You know, some people think, well, you know, I mentioned that and it was on tape and I probably shouldn't have said it or something, but, you know, we have to guarantee that we don't give out anybody's name and so forth, so.
Yeah.
I think they just don't want to get sued.